Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Gas prices rose nearly 1.5% yesterday after weekend drone attacks in oil fields happened in Saudi Arabia. Now, they're predicting we're going to have another 10 to 25 cent per gallon raise in the next coming days. So, if you're trying to save those pennies and dollars, maybe fill up today.
Yep, that's smart.
And don't drive anywhere.
I need to.
All right, I don't get people that are super violent, but apparently there's tons of them out there. A New York mom attacked a woman in a Target store because she reached over her daughter without saying, excuse me. That is rude. I hate when somebody's like, if I'm trying to grab something by you, Mackenzie, I should just say, excuse me.
Right.
But does that mean you need to retaliate with violence?
No, never. That's never the answer.
Yeah, she reached over her daughter without saying, excuse me. The victim filmed the following incident that took place.
Playing with me.
I'm not doing anything. I'm standing here. But I'm just standing here.
Keep playing with me. I want to
stop.
No, not
yet
at all.
No, don't do that.
So at that right there, she slapped the woman that had the camera recording the incident.
And I got leave me alone.
Touch your kids. Target
you
attacked our cameras.
She's still like pushing her and shoving her. Keep in mind, she was mad that the lady kind of breezed by. Didn't touch her daughter, but didn't say excuse me. Now she's retaliating with violence.
Went over this, right?
You don't care? You don't
you
care if you go to prison.
Went over her.
You don't care
That's
if you don't
you
go to prison.
Excuse. I don't care.
So let's get this straight. You don't care.
Because you didn't say excuse me.
So you're obviously violent.
Because you didn't say excuse me.
Touching my phone. This
We're
is being recorded.
Have an issue. I don't care.
Wow.
Wow.
Kind of an overreaction, right? Like, yeah, I'm really mad you didn't say excuse me. Now let me assault you.
You need to calm down.
Okay, now I'm not a big, like, conspiracy person. I mean, there's no way that we're really truly alone. But now there's confirmation from the U.S. Navy about aliens. Yup. Okay, maybe I should take that back. It's not necessarily aliens, but back in December 2017, three videos were posted online that showed footage taken by the Navy pilots that supposedly showed UFOs. The Navy just addressed that, and they said, yeah, those are real. We cannot identify
what?
These flying objects, and the videos should have never seen the public eye. They should have never been released. I actually just posted it up on Joe's Need to Know News, so I'm about to hit publish. You can go see that on our website, and we'll do a swipe-up link later, but I mean, it doesn't creep me out because I don't think they're going to bother us. You think the aliens are really going to come after us? We're kind of boring.
I just don't think they're nice. Like, if they ever come, I'm not going to be like, oh, hi. I mean, I've seen World of Worlds or all those movies.
What, you're going to be like rude?
I'm just going to be on my way.
DM from Alien Allen. Deny. And finally, important stuff we always have to wrap up. Joe's Need to Know News when this comes out. Food. Pizza Hut and Cheez-Its have joined forces to create stuffed Cheez-It pizza. The new item will be available at Pizza Huts throughout the U.S. It's four baked jumbo squares topped with distinctly sharp, real cheese taste. Each crispy square, they say, is filled with cheese or pepperoni and cheese, and it's served up with some marinara. Now, if you're like, well, I don't like that. How about something that will guarantee to give you a heart attack? KFC is testing fried chicken and donuts. The Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to have a donut sandwich with a Chick-fil-A between two glazed donuts for
$5.99. Why?
I don't know. You're just asking to have heart problems with that one.
I was going
to
say, America, we already have such an obesity issue. Why do they keep churning these creations out?
Why are you pointing at me when you say that?
I'm not pointing at you. I'm just saying in general.
Do we know where they're testing it?
Yeah, not in Texas or Indiana. It's in like Pittsburgh and some other places. So I don't know. I guarantee you that'll make the menu even for a short while. So you'll get yourself one eventually.
I'm sure it's delicious. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's terrible for you.
Yeah, you don't want to eat more than one in a lifetime. And finally, do you guys like candy canes? Because we're less than 100 days away from Christmas.
Isn't that wild? I was actually, one of my friends and I have an ongoing joke. We give updates on how many days till Christmas.
I think it's 98 days today.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was 99. And we're like, woohoo! Double digits only.
Well, there's a candy company that has unveiled two new candy cane flavors, kale and pizza.
Kale candy cane?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Archie McPhee, which is known for its odd candy flavors, so okay. don't think that they have good ones normally. They're selling kale candy canes and pizza candy canes on their website, $6 per pack. That could maybe be a punishment for a box of shame. You got to eat a whole thing of that.
I would do it.
You're gross. They also have other creations like mac and cheese, clam, and coal.
Ew.
Exactly. I think that should be a box of shame punishment. By the way, I faced the box of shame in about 1 hour.
Are
from
you
now.
Ready for this?
Hell to the no. I'm not looking forward to it. So.
I hope you drive your car off a ledge.
Wow. Anything else you want to say to
Whoa,
me?
Whoa, that was so deep.
Well, you're really good at like letting out the built-up tension. I really hope you get somebody murders you after the show.
I didn't say I want you to die, just, you know.
I just want you to be severely injured.
It could be a small ledge. It doesn't have to be a big ledge. It can be a small ledge.
That was hilarious, just like out of the left field. I love it.
I hope you get like the food poisoning one where you have diarrhea for a week. You don't die, you just, you know, it's really hard to go to the bathroom. Oh, is that it for your news?
Yeah, that is. Thanks, Pork Chop. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, Song of the Day, the category, songs that bring you back to a specific memory.
That was so awkward.
Yeah, very awkward, but I'm glad I know how Pork Chop feels.